Are my best years behind me? Hi, I'm Emily, and this is Unlocked, your daily key to opening your heart to God. And this is exactly the title of our story today. So if you've ever been tempted to look at the past and wonder if you don't have anything to look forward to compared to how great it was back then, well, pay attention. This one's for you. Are My Best Years Behind Me? By Candy Zeller. My best years are behind me. I know I've whispered or shouted that lie to myself in times of transition. A new school, a new job, a new schedule. One of the most stinging times I remember was when I was about to go to college. I was leaving behind my beloved hometown, church family, and friends. At the time, high school had been my best 4 years yet. I couldn't imagine how there could be better days after those times. But guess what? If you know Jesus, your best days are never behind you. Because even though one day you will die, you await resurrection in Him. Jesus is coming back to make all things new. Heaven, earth, me, you, and everyone else who is a part of His family through faith. When we come back to life, our sin stays dead. Sin is what causes all that is twisted and broken. So when it's gone, there will be no more tears, pain, or death. Instead, through Jesus, we will live as we were made to, in perfect relationship with God and each other. Serving God then won't be boring. Contrary to popular belief, it won't even be limited to singing. We will worship God by using all of the amazing talents and gifts He gave us. And while we don't know all the details of our sinless, resurrected existence, we do know that we'll have Jesus, our family of former sinners, now saved by grace, and the promise of the best years of our lives, forever. And we don't have to wait to start participating in this amazing kingdom work. That's because Jesus started it and called us to continue it by the power of His Holy Spirit. As soon as you know Jesus through faith, you can jump right in. Go serve God in your everyday life through the gifts He has given you, asking Him and looking for opportunities to share the good news. Through Jesus, our best days are yet to come. All right, let's talk about this. What have been the best times of your life so far? And what made them great? 2 Peter 3:13 says, "But according to His promise, we look for new heavens and a new earth in which righteousness dwells." Sounds like we have a lot to look forward to, doesn't it? What part are you most looking forward to about the new heavens and the new earth? What questions do you have about them? I can't wait for so many things. Adventuring all over the new earth with people I love, enjoying precious time with Jesus, my Savior, and probably laughing a lot. Ah, it will be so amazing. But before then, we have some work to do here on earth. What talents and gifts do you have that you can use to share the good news of Jesus? I have a few passages for you to read today. 2 Peter 3, 2-13 and Revelation 21, 1-5. Read them and rejoice for the wonderful days ahead. Okay, that's it for me. I pray you have a safe and wonderful new year. Until next time, I'm Emily, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life. Unlocked is a production of Keys for Kids Ministries.